Let's talk about independent and dependent variables. We know you've probably learned about them in high school or in another course, but they're super important, so let's talk about them again. An independent variable is a variable the researcher manipulates in order to cause a change. A dependent variable is a variable which the researcher measures. So the independent variable is altered to cause a change in the dependent variable. Now, in order to test for causation, the independent variable must cause the dependent variable. There are three criteria people must follow for creating causation, and I know we just discussed this in the last unit, but there's definitely a huge problem in media and stories and headlines in the news about claiming causation when there's really only correlation. So first, a researcher must establish that the effect cannot be explained by any other variable. So this is usually done by using a control group or a controlled environment. Second, the variables must relate to each other. Third, temporal precedence. So cause happens before the effect. In this case, change of the independent variable must occur before the change in the dependent variable. Some students had an example where they were conducting an experiment about the effect of fertilizer. So they found the independent variable, the variable that is changing, to be the amount of fertilizer. Their dependent variable, the variable being measured, was the growth of the plant. So to keep the things constant, they kept the same amount of water, same type of plant, and they just changed the fertilizer. So really, they were just seeing how the change in the independent variable, which was the fertilizer, affected the growth of the plant, which was the dependent variable.